Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello everybody. We were trying to get our theme song to start there. I don't know what happened. But welcome to this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. And we've got a lot of guests. We've got three guests in one show here. And first of all, I hope you're doing well. You're doing okay? Yeah, everybody, you know, we're still kind of locked down here like the rest of us. And we're going to bring you a show. We're going to make you feel hopefully a lot more, just kind of entertain you here. We've got some guests here from some shows, NBC hit drama shows that all of us love watching. We've got guests from Chicago Med and Chicago PD. Tonight is the final episode for this season for both shows. And so we've got some guests here, some actors from the show who are going to give us a little bit of insight about what's going on in tonight's episodes of each show. Starting with Leroy Hawkins, who stars as Officer Atwater on Chicago PD. Yeah, his character is going to get in a bit of a mess there. I'll just give you the synopsis here. Officer Atwater is going undercover, and what he's going to do is try to take down this gun trafficking ring, bust it up, get all the guns off the streets. But when he does so, in the making, he discovers an officer from his past who is also an undercover officer, and this guy is in the same organization. So it gets a little bit sticky there. Sounds like it gets quite dangerous for Officer Atwater, but he's been in dangerous situations before. So we're going to tune in tonight, April 15th, tonight, this is live, to see what happens with Officer Atwater and the rest of the gang on Chicago PD. Now, in most time zones, I don't like giving out time zones because I get everybody's time zone all fouled up, but Chicago PD, 10 p.m., you know where you live, you know what time it comes on because I know you are fans of the show. So just tune in tonight for the season finale episode of Chicago PD. And then we'll get back. We're going to play Leroy Hawkins' interview first. Leroy, not only is he a very established actor, he's also quite multi-talented. He does stand-up comedy. He does spoken word performances. And he is going to tell us about a project that he will be, it's actually a tour that he will be launching maybe this summer, hopefully when this whole quarantine is over with. Leroy had a creative music project called The Fold, F-O-L-D. It was music, spoken word, came out about a year ago, so you may want to check that out if you're a big fan of his. You can follow him on Twitter, at Royce, R-O-Y-C-E, D-A, as in dog, D-A, voice, V-O-Y-C-E, voice rhyming with Royce. That's pretty cool. At Royce, Da voice, Twitter, how you can follow him. He is a Chicago area native. He grew up in Harvey, Illinois. So he is more than familiar with the makings of the doings and happenings of Chicago there. So this is a show that's, you know, it's not only a hit show, but he's got a starring role. And it's like, you know, hometown guy makes it big for all of his colleagues there in the Chicago area. So I talked to Leroy yesterday morning quite early. And so we're, again, playing it now. We had some technical issues yesterday. We didn't get to bring it on. But the episode, Chicago PD, airs tonight. So let's bring Leroy on to give us some more insight about tonight's season finale of Chicago PD and also give us a glimpse as to what he has been doing during the lockdown, plus what he will be doing after the lockdown. So let's bring on Leroy now.
Hey, Miss Janice?
Yes.
Okay, stand by.
Okay.
Janice Malone with Film Festival Radio. So with the radio, so you can pass it back a little for this one. You won't be on camera, okay?
I'll be done with that.
Okay, guys, I'm all set with this next one. You're going to sing with Janice.
Okay.
Okay, Janice, you can say hello.
Good morning, Leroy Hawkins. Good morning.
Janice, how we doing?
We're doing good. We're doing really good in sunny Las Vegas here. What else can I say? Yes.
I mean, what's happening in Vegas? I ain't staying in Vegas like it used to.
No, but it's going to come back. And when it comes back, it's going to come back strong. And we hope that we can have you to come visit us. When was the last time you visited us?
And the last time I visited Vegas, Vegas got... I can't wait to come back because I owe Vegas one.
Oh, wow, you got to redeem yourself. Well, it sounds...
I got to redeem us all.
Well, it sounds like tomorrow night, your character, Officer Atwater, is he in over his head, or what's going to happen with him tomorrow night on Chicago PD?
Well, there's an interesting parallel between Atwater and LaRoche, because I think the level of difficulty as far as, you know, just pulling off... pulling off the things, and then also, you know, for Atwater, in his head to think the way he had to think was pretty spot on for both of us. You know, but more than anything, what Atwater has to do is get some very, very dangerous guns off the street. And that's his motivation, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find a way, something that will motivate Atwater to continue the fight, despite, and he puts himself in a position, very dangerous position, for people who really don't have his best interest. And then an adversary gets added to the vibe that makes it even more difficult for Atwater to do his job. So the goal of trying to clean the community for the people that look like him, for the people who are from where he's from, was the most important thing. And that was his motivating through line. But hopefully, for that, it cost him a lot of personal emotion. You know, I'm not sure if you've seen the episode or if you've heard it, but yeah, it's going to get pretty real. So hopefully he's not over his head moving forward. But I think he handled himself pretty well this first time. I'm pretty proud of that one.
Man, we don't want him to get hurt now, so I take it that he gets through this tomorrow night. We're going to tune in. He's going to get through. Well, your character, your guy, Atwater, and you are a native Chicago area young man yourself. As you're doing this character and, you know, going about your business there in Chicago, and of course, as the world knows, unfortunately, Chicago has a lot of, you know, high crime rate, but when people see you in Chicago, knowing that you're a Chicago native, has your character, what kind of impact has it made with viewers when you go out in the public?
I appreciate that question, Janice. What I hope is that the people, especially who Atwater represents, right? Like, you know, I think Atwater's assignment on the show, and everybody has a different one. Every character, you know, I think represents, I think we all represent cop culture. We all represent Chicago, but specifically our characters represent, you know, individuals or groups of people within that entire diaspora that are affected differently by everybody's choice. I think the people I represent, you know, it's important for me to preserve Black Boy Joy. As an artist, to protect the Black woman as an artist. Therefore, the way I approach Atwater, I'm always directly trying to affect, you know, African-American culture, especially cops, African-American cops that I know struggle with the same, with a lot of the same situation that Atwater goes through, right? So far, I've been grateful for the reception of those people in my city, not just because they're Chicagoans, not just because they're Black, but also because it's like, man, we can feel the authentic texture that you're adding to these stories, and it's making us relate, it's making us tap in, and it's making us learn. And then for the other half of our audience that Atwater doesn't necessarily, you know, that he represents, a little bit, but I think it's his position more so to teach and try to educate, a big portion of our audience about, you know, what it feels like and what it means to be a brother in the city of Chicago. How brothers in the city of Chicago think, how they move, how they act, especially if you put them in a position to be a cop, and how they're going to save their own city. I've loved the reception. I'm honored to be able to work at home and represent a cat that's from the crib, because that's what we need. You know, we need that representation now more than anything, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely correct. Well, you handled the character and your works with such finesse, and so and I know it's a good feeling to, you know, be successful in among your own hometown peers and citizens, and that's really good. That's so cool.
Thank you very much for that,
Dan. Well, let me ask you this, because I know they're gonna give me a traffic ticket if I don't wrap this up here, the publicist. But let me ask you this really fast. I know that you have other talents. You're also a stand-up comic. You spoken word artist. So are those talents, is that what you've been working on during this lockdown, or what have you been doing?
Yeah, I've been working on a little bit music. That national comedy content kind of just comes with, it just comes with all the other vibes. That's my first love. So I think I'm always going to have that third eye, but yeah, Janice, right now I'm working on a one-man show. Hopefully by the end of the time, it feels like, with Chicago PD, I'd be able to go on the road with a one-man show that would include comedy, poetry, music, storytelling from what I've learned with my experience on Chicago PD, and storytelling from my experiences about where I'm from. So, working on that here and there. Right now, me and my team are working on some music that is going to reflect the time, called the Social Distance Experiment, and it's a tape that's going to go on SoundCloud. It'll be available probably toward the end of the month, and that content is going to reflect the times. Hopefully, help some people get through the crisis that we're in right now. But this time off, we've definitely been trying to utilize it to the best of our ability to make sure we create content that the people need, add rhythm and relief where we can, and bring balance to the battlefield.
Man, that's a wonderful idea for a project. That's cool. So you got to do a one-man show. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's here down the line, Janice. You got time for that. But if you want to take it, let me know.
Yeah. Well, where can people find out about when the tour starts? Where do they need to find you?
Well, most of that would be on my social media, and I have a website. We're working on LaRoyceHawkins.com, and now we'll be able to house a lot of information, a lot of data for people who want to get involved. Right now, a lot of that is just being brainstormed and thought about. I'm still extremely busy with Chicago PD and just making sure that we maintain a high level of excellence on that, and everything else is going to be slowly rolled out appropriately thereafter. But we're working on ways that everybody be able to keep in touch with me. Naturally, at Royce the Voice on all social platforms, but RoyceHawkins.com is coming soon, like a new movie.
All right. But tomorrow night, Chicago PD, Silence of the Night is the title of the episode. I'm going to try to squeeze it really quick. I know that sometimes you go across the hallway and you do the crossover show Chicago Fire. What is that like for you when you do that?
Man, for me, it's like going to my auntie's crib for baby.
Okay.
That's kind of how it's like. It's Chicago Fire, where the High Water character was originated. And so to go back over there, it just reminds me of the first time. It brings back a lot of those memories. But yeah, it's kind of like playing with your cousin. I guess it's always love. It's definitely family. Sometimes you're a little nervous. Just because you want to be on your best behavior at your favorite auntie's house. But, it's going to be love, and you're going to eat, and you're going to be cool.
That's for sure. Well, all of you guys. Yeah, all of you guys, all you Chicago guys, all the shows do such a wonderful job. And I'm just enjoyed chatting with you. I know it was brief, but I'm going to look forward to tomorrow night, Chicago PD, and then the one-man show. And then let's just see when you're going to go over to your auntie's house for Chicago Fire. We'll look for all of that with you.
That's all right. I can't wait.
Okay. Thanks again. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all on tour.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that is actor LaRoy Hawkins, who stars as, that's him, Officer Atwater on Chicago PD. And as I said, we taped that show yesterday morning, and so if you are a fan of Chicago PD, you know the show is tonight. I was saying tomorrow night because it was yesterday. So we are now at today. So again, season finale, Chicago PD tonight. Check your listings for exactly what time it comes on in your city. But man, LaRoy is a man of many talents. He's going to do a one-man show. Isn't that cool? So you can, like you said, LaRoy Hawkins. .com. They're working on the website, but in the meantime, you can follow him on Twitter at Royce R O Y C E the D A Voice V O Y C E at Royce the Voice, and you can just stay tuned as to what he's doing, what he's been doing. Well, he kind of gave us a glimpse of what he's been doing. He's been working on a lot of creative music and such, spoken word. So okay. That is LaRoy Hawkins. So let's move on to our next two guests. And we're talking about Nick Gelfas and Brian T. from Chicago Med. And, of course, Nick stars as Dr. Will Halstead, and Brian stars as Dr. Ethan Choi on Chicago Med. They, like Chicago PD, they are having their season finale tonight. Check your listings. It's tonight, April 15th. I'm got to reiterate that date because people might be listening to this, 2 weeks from now. But it's tonight. We're live right this minute. Silence of the Night is the title of tonight's season episode of I'm wrong. That is the wrong title. Look at the wrong notes. Scratch that. A Needle in the Heart is the title of tonight's season finale episode of Chicago Med. And in this particular episode, a lot of storylines going on. I'll give you a brief glimpse here. Dr. Marcel is visited by two New Orleans detectives who have questions about his past. Dr. Choi puts his life in danger to save a child. And Dr. Charles gives fatherly advice to his younger daughter. What is up with these characters? Their shady past are coming back to haunt them. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Same thing on Chicago PD with Officer Atwater. And now we got Dr. Marcel is going to got some detectives questioning him about his past. So we're going to find out tonight. Chicago Med begins at 8 p.m. Pacific time. That's me. 7 p.m. Central time. That might be you. And, of course, that means 8 p.m. East Coast time. And other than that, I stay out of it because I'm just always fouling up the time zones. By the way, this is season 5, yes, for Chicago Med. Where is the time gone? But every season, it has just been fantastic. And, how much can we say about the talents, the creative talents and producing talents, creative talents of the great Dick Wolf, all of these hit shows that he has on NBC that we just love so much. So, okay, let's bring on, earlier today, the 15th, I talked to Nick Gelfas and Brian T. of Chicago Med, of course, about their season finale episodes of tonight's Chicago Med. So let's bring these guys on right now. They have a lot to say, so let's bring them on.
This is Las Vegas. You've been speaking with Janice. All right. Yeah, bye. Hi, Janice. You can say hello.
Okay. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning, Janice. How you doing?
Doing really well here. So you guys obviously are up and on it this early, So you got a show tonight here. I understand this is the final season finale for this season. Plans on, are you guys doing anything special while you're watching yourselves tonight?
Well, I think we're all, social distancing and quarantining ourselves. I don't know, Nick, are you doing anything special tonight? I think I'm doing the normal being with the family watching the show.
Yeah, same thing here. It would be interesting to have to virtually watch it with my parents, just have my laptop up while it's watching. You've just inspired me to do something like that.
It would be different. It would be different for sure. So, okay. So you guys, your characters, Dr. Choi and Dr. Halstead, what are they getting into tonight? What can we expect?
Well, starts off by a patient that comes in. Yeah. Brian's got a great story, so he could follow up. Will treats a drug user who knows his girlfriend, Dr. Hannah Asher. And then Will starts wondering if he can trust her given what transforms between them. He also is treating a former patient that he's seen before, experiencing a severe rash, but discovers a deception with him as well. So Will is going to have a lot of trouble just figuring out what's going on right in front of him.
Yeah, that rash thing, not good. Not good.
Not many are.
No, they're not. They're not. Okay, so we'll be tuning in tonight, Chicago Med, of course. Well, when you guys are out in public, since you've been doing the show, do people ever think that you really are doctors? Has that ever happened to you guys?
It hasn't happened to me. And I'm the first to say, no, I only pretend to be a doctor. You gotta ask the real hero for some help. I'll be the first guy to call a real hero, a real first responder, and do that for David's situation. But I've never personally been approached medically to kind of cure or solve anything.
Neither have I, but I will say I had one really great experience with my show brother, Jesse Soffer. We were out one night having dinner, and we were walking and heard that universal screech of like cars. And we turn and just so happened to witness an accident. And we see a car hit another one, and one of the cars went into an embankment of like a construction site, like a moat around a building, went in on its side. And we're like the only ones out on the road one another, and we started running toward the accident to go see if there was anything we could do. We had no idea what we were going to do, but in that run, I'm thinking to myself, this is what it feels like. Oh, my God.
Yes. And scary.
Yeah, well, Jesse called 911, and I jumped down into this pit, the car is on the driver's side, and I go up, open the passenger door, and this girl scurries out, just shook. And sure enough, she recognizes me from the show, and then recognizes Jesse from Chicago PD. And it's just a what is going on? Is this reality? And so, of course, once the real professional showed up, we left. But we felt like we did our part in a weird way.
Man, that's really taking your job and your homework home with you experience right there. Gosh.
Yeah, well, when I got out of the car, I initially looked her entire body over to make sure she wasn't bleeding, wasn't hurt. I said, is anyone else in the car? And I just went into some instinct, which I think anybody would.
Oh, yeah.
But I think because of the job, I did make sure of like ABCs to a certain extent, airway, breathing, and circulation. The patient that comes in. But she was talking and she was, seemed, aware. So,
well, I know this is
everything was okay.
A wild question. Did anybody ask for any autographs?
No. I think they were just so shook that they got into this bad accident. And then we were out. The fire department and the police actually came.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Well, you had a up close and personal experience with your character there. Well, to further speak of characters, Brian, you've had, both of you guys have been such a varied career as far as characters. Brian, is this your, so far, your favorite character that you've played in your career so far?
I would say yes, in the sense of I've had the, been allowed to have the most range as far as relationship and the aspect of the character and the depth of where they've taken Ethan. And I feel like any other characters that I have played, I do come from a bit of a feature background in it. And it's kind of a one-and-done particular situation. And for the length of time, the 5 seasons that we've been kind of doing this, we've been really able to kind of stretch ourselves. And another added note, as far as favorite characters concerned, for myself, being an ethnic minority actor, I've played a lot of quote-unquote stereotypes back in the past. And there's nowhere in this particular situation show scenario where Ethan is a stereotype. He's a human being with flaws within himself, but they write him as such. And I really appreciate, you know, Dick Wolf and the writers for doing that with my character. I'm just kind of blessed, and definitely is my favorite character I've ever played.
Yeah, he's definitely a fully developed character, for sure. For sure.
Yes, no doubt.
Well, now, Nick, I went and peeked on your Twitter page, and I saw you playing a guitar. So have you been creating music and singing during the lockdown, or what's going on with you and the guitar?
It's my second passion.
Really?
Music, all around. Yeah, I love it. I actually probably could have seen myself going towards music just as easily, but listen, it's a great balance what I have going right now, and creating governs my happiness. And so during this time period, I've had to stay creative, or I get pretty down. And I think isolation in general brings out people's creative side.
Oh, yeah.
But yet, I've been trying to do my part and do little comedic things with the guitar or whatever I can to bring some comedy during this time period, just to take the edge off. Not that I'm being insensitive or anything, but it's just the more you got to take a break from the news and meditate if you can. And just give yourself a break from all of it. But yeah, I'm learning the skill of recording music actually right now.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, finally, well, Nick, you've been creating music. So, Brian, what have you been doing during the lockdown?
I've been really fortunate. I have a 4.5-year-old here that keeps us busy most of any day, even if we're in the lockdown or not. So being able to be home with my family, we just got a new puppy. My parents also live with me, so staying in isolation is the utmost importance. But we've just been having a lot of fun here at home. You know, we've been kind of fortunate enough to have a bit of a yard, so I have kind of a American Ninja Warrior set up for my daughter. You know, been gardening a lot, and you know, having a home allows you to do all the stuff you've been putting off, whether it's cleaning the garage or building a fence. Been very handy, I think.
That honey-do list is looking pretty good for this type of occasion.
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. It's tonight, final season episode of Chicago Med and all of the Chicago shows. These are the final episodes for the season. Thank God for the great Dick Wolf keeping everybody employed during his talented shows. Oh, my goodness. So, guys, we'll be tuning in tonight, see what's going on with your fellow doctor characters, and, you know, just keep saving those lives on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. They're gone. That is Nick Gelfas and Brian Key from Chicago Med, just giving us a little bit of a hint as to what tonight's season finale episode will kind of sort of be about, and also giving us some insight as to what they've been doing while we're all quarantined You know, they seem like they have their hands full. Brian, as he mentioned, has a four-year-old and has a new puppy. Those, you know, all of that in the same sentence lets me know he is dealing with a lot. He's busy. And then Nick, you know, you can go to Nick's Twitter page and see the video clip of him. His last name is G-E-H-L-F-U-S-S. Just put in the search box and it'll bring you to his page. And you can see him in action with his guitar. So he's been, you know, making music. He said he's learning how to record music and such, which is always a wonderful skill or hobby to have. So all of our actor friends and such, they are finding ways to use their creative talents and stay busy. Lil Roy said, like he said earlier, he's working on one-man shows. So yeah. But anyway, before they get to all of their music and all their other crafts and talents, first we got to watch them tonight. Both shows, Chicago PD and Chicago Med, for their season finale episodes tonight, April 15th. And we'll be tuning in shortly to see what it's all about. Some of these shows, the Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire was last night. Some of the actors are doing live tweeting. They're doing live tweets. So you may want to go to their pages on Twitter when maybe about a half an hour or so before their show starts to see if they're doing any live tweets. Some people were not sure. They said they might, but I think everybody pretty much will be doing that. I mean, what else do we have to do? Okay. But anyway, all of our guests, I want to thank all of them, Leroy Hawkins, Officer Atwater from Chicago PD, Nick Gelfus, and Brian T. Both of them are from Chicago Med, of course. So, and of course, we always want to thank you for listening here on the show. Drop us a line, info@filmfestivalradio.com, and we will say hello back to you. So enjoy the rest of the day, the rest of your evening, and we'll see you guys in the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show, okay? Have a great weekend if we don't hear from you before then. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.